Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast Secret Dump.
I'm your host, Natasha Leggero.
And I'm your drive time, live time, DJ Fuck Your Nuts.
Ooh, I found out some really good information today.
What'd you find out?
Well, you know how I'm doing press for my book that comes out November 15th.
What's it called?
It's called The World Deserves My Children.
Are you going on tour?
I'm going to Philly, Denver, Chicago, Nashville,
New York City.
Boston, Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. With Rachel Brosnahan.
Couple other places. You should really get tickets now. The show's going to sell out. I'm doing city wineries. One show in each city. I'm so excited.
It comes with a book.
Get your tickets now. But one thing I found out that's really great.
What'd you find out?
Because of the pandemic.
Yes.
There's no more morning radio.
Oh, it just doesn't exist anymore?
Or they were just saying that people don't do that anymore.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Remember we used to go on the road and then we'd have to get up at like 4:45 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
To go talk to Giraffe and the Man or whatever it
is. Right, and like laugh to like racist, sexist jokes.
Be
like,
yeah.
Yeah, could you please come see my show tonight? Because you didn't want to be a drip and be like,
yeah,
that's a little problematic. So you had to kind of like roll with everything.
Yeah, they would be mean to you.
Some of them were very nice though. Some of them are cool. Most of them are cool actually.
Okay, well, Moshe, we got some calls.
We got
some questions.
What?
Can I read some questions?
You got a good one? You got a juicy hot one?
Yeah, let me ask. This is a tough one, I think.
Okay.
But I like it.
What's up?
Okay, so Gecko Freckles, 1929. Can we say their names?
We usually don't, but I like that you did because she's got a real good one.
Okay, can I ask the person I'm dating how much money he makes? Dating for a few months.
No.
Obviously don't phrase it like this.
Why would you I don't even understand why would you ask that question?
Well, because she probably wants to know if this is someone she can be serious about.
It's with the caveat that if the number is low enough, she won't be able to be serious about him.
I don't know. What if you were dating me and I was like, I'm living off of $300 a month
and I loved you?
Yeah.
Would I leave you?
Would you maybe like, we've been dating for 2 months. Would you maybe be like,
Well, I do know that one time I went out on a date with a girl and she said, I like to do cocaine and once in a while I go bombing.
What's bombing?
Like she was like 40 and she's like, sometimes I like to go write graffiti on walls.
And she was 40.
Yeah. And I was like, this date is over. I mean, listen, I used to write graffiti when I was a teenager too, but I don't think that's a hobby that should extend into your 40s.
So what do you do? So she obviously wants to know if this person has money.
By the way, unless you're a great artist, but going bombing, that's different than doing a mural. Going bombing is just tagging up a city.
Honestly, no tagging should be done over 30.
I think that might be true. But graffiti's okay if you're an artist. You know, you've become an artist. Yeah, I get that. You're just going to go tag up the city. It just feels like you got to get better hobbies. Anyway, where were we?
Well, what do you do if you want to know if someone... You like to date girls who have money.
This is very simple.
That's why we're dating, right? You said it was important to you.
I said it was the only important thing. I said a fat butt and a fat paycheck.
You said that you it's important to you that a girl makes her own money, that you're not supporting her.
That's real.
So and this woman wants to know, like maybe she's had someone in the past who she had to pay for.
This is extremely simple. And like you're asking a question...
Gecko Freckles,
1, 2, 3. You're asking a question because you want to be nosy. But if you really want to be nosy, what you do is you just ask your partner what they do for a living. I'm sure you already know, right? Let's role play.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Gecko Freckles. You know me. We've been dating a while. What's your job exactly?
I run a non-for-profit.
You run a non-profit.
Yeah, non-profit.
Okay, then I go, nice to see you tonight. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of what's like one of those jobs you can never figure out.
That's what I'm saying. Like most jobs, you can just go home and Google, what's the average salary for a person that runs a non-profit? Then you got your information, you shallow, materialistic person, and you can make your decision based on that. You don't pry into someone's direct financial life unless you're getting married.
Also, they're going to lie.
You think they'll say more?
Yeah.
I would never lied about how much money I make.
I mean...
I would never do that.
Really?
I would tell... This is... you. Now I'll be the guy, okay? And you actually ask me, what's up, Gecko? What's up, Gecko Frex?
I was wondering, yeah? How much money do you make a year?
What?
How much money do you make a year?
That's not a cool question. This relationship's over. That's how it would go down.
All right, well, let's go deeper. Why does someone want to know how much money the person's making?
You're probably right. There's either curiosity, which I can understand, or they're like trying to figure out if this person's financially stable enough to keep dating. But I just feel like go do your detective. If you're going to be petty and materialistic, go do it on your own time. Don't force that person to be involved.
Also, you know, how people's relationship to money is more important to me.
Smart point.
Than how much money they make.
Because
someone could make a lot of money and be in debt and squander their cash.
Super smart, Natasha.
So it's more important if money is something in relationship to money and how they're going to support you and your potential family.
Right.
It's very important to see what is their attitude towards money. I always told Moshe when we first started dating,
money is energy.
And because he was very stingy with his money.
I wasn't stingy.
You just didn't quite get like...
I was careful and I still am.
Okay.
But well, there's a difference. Stingy would mean I wouldn't like pay for you for things.
Right. But a few times you had like a debate where you were like, I took a girl out from the internet and we split drinks. Like, that's fair, right?
Listen, it is fair.
I think that if you're taking someone out on a date
and they are gendered female, then you pay.
Yeah.
If you have a penis and are identified as male, then you financially support the person's hunger.
Okay, hold on. Can I ask Laura, podcast producer? She's very progressive.
Have you ever heard of splitting the bill?
Hold on.
Or is
when
that a
you
bridge
go,
too far?
When you go on a date with someone, first date, would you like them to change the terms?
You always do
to
this.
To pick up the drinks?
Natasha, you always do this.
What?
You change the terms of the argument midstream to ensure that your point will be supported.
My point's just always the obvious one.
No,
to
honey,
side with.
We weren't talking about first date. Sure, first date, I guess.
Okay, fourth date? I don't know.
Yeah, fourth date. There we go.
Fourth date.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not what it was, though. Fourth date is like, yeah, it's been a while. Like,
it's been a while what?
You were saying first, you and your friend were saying first date, you shouldn't pay for their, you should split it.
You're literally making things up right now. But by the way, I would always pay.
It's obvious from your argument right now that you believe that you should split things and split the first date.
No, I didn't say first date.
Second date.
I would always pay on the first date because it's a socially expected thing.
Mm.
But the truth is, I don't even understand it. Why? Why? Can you articulate why the man should pay on the first date?
Why does our daughter have your last name?
I don't know, honey.
I don't either. Can I change it?
Sure.
Thank you. I didn't demand that her name. Thank you.
It was your idea because you're a parochial Catholic schoolgirl and you go by Mrs. Moshe Kasher. But no, why should the man pay on the first date?
I don't know, honey.
Well, do you have any inkling of why it's the right thing?
Well, I think the spirit of paying on the first date would show you're not a cheap ass.
Then is the woman a cheap ass? Ooh, this silence.
No, I'm debating getting into this conversation with you.
Okay.
Can I ask Laura? Honey, let me ask her.
Well, let me just say that you brought this up. I didn't bring up me being stingy. That was something you said.
I just remember when we first met, I was a little floored by your attitude because
you still mentioned
that you would have a girl, you would split drinks on a get to know you date. And I was just kind of like,
It's so funny that you didn't say the first date part when you first started talking shit, but when you kind of got backed into the corner and weren't sure that you'd be able to win this one, it became about the first date.
Listen,
I always paid on the first date.
I don't know why.
I always paid on the first date.
But I know I'm right.
But I always paid on the first date.
Okay, second date, Moshe.
Second date, there we go. Now we're talking.
Okay, Laura, second date, guy you like. He splits drinks. Just drinks. He splits it. What do you think? Are you out?
She says she wouldn't go to drinks on the first few days. Now, that's some real millennial shit right there.
What do you go? Just
it's
coffee?
Inappropriate. Activities?
Activities? What are you, my toddler?
Yeah, go play badminton? What the fuck?
Activities?
Activities?
What the hell?
Activities.
Like basket weaving or what is it? You go to Color Me Mine?
What, are we going to go bumper cars? Hypothetically, if it was a drink, I would want to split it.
Okay.
Wants to split it.
I'm an old hag. What do you want from me?
No one said you were an old hag.
Okay, wait, one more question. Do you split the cost of the activity? Let's say you go mini putting or whatever you guys putting. Do.
Bad badminton.
It's $40 each.
He paid for the TGIF. He paid at the Outback Steakhouse on your first date. Second date is badminton. And the court fee is $40. Are you splitting it? Oh, she says she would pay on the second date if he paid on the first. This is a real feminist right here. You're fucking crumbling right now, Natasha.
All right, I guess I'm wrong.
I mean, why does the man pay? I've never understood it. What is it about being a man that makes you pay on the first date? It's so stupid. It's so 50s. It's assuming that the woman's like a bonbon sucker watching her stories at home and the man is at the Ford plant. He's the only one with money.
Well, clearly I'm, you know, the new generation wants, but I also understand now with Me Too and everything that's happening, wanting to pay for your own drinks because you don't want someone to think that if they buy you a fucking California roll, they can
put their dong in your California roll.
Yes.
If she knew that he was much more successful, made a lot more, she'd be more inclined to let him pay. Yeah, I get that, actually. I get that. That actually makes sense. If there was a big income disparity, then there's a logic to that.
So that probably is where it came from because women weren't allowed to work for 400 years.
But hold on. What if you went out on a date with a guy and he made a lot less than you? You'd still expect him to pay on the first date, wouldn't you? First date, she says she paid for her drinks. I don't know, man. Listen, back to this. Wait, are you got more? Because the truth is, Natasha,
I'm still stumped at activities.
The truth is, Natasha, you still don't really like it when I try to get a bargain having nothing to do with you. When I'm like, hey, should I pay the extra $80 to get extra legroom and Comfort Plus? You're like, are you fucking kidding me? Of course. I'm going to be a thrifty man until I die.
You know what? I really am bad with money.
Are you?
Well, I do the thing that you said like the other day. I hired someone to do something. They said they said anywhere between 200 and 300. And then I kept telling them, make sure that you, if it takes longer, make sure to let me know. And I said something like that two or three times and I did get a $500 bill. I basically told her three different ways to charge me.
You can charge me more. Yes. I fucking hate that you do that.
That was dumb.
Negotiating against yourself. Yeah. That's what I call it. She'll tell to a person, she'll go, and if it takes longer, if you need to charge extra, that's fine. But before anyone's even mentioned a price. Ooh, Natasha.
I guess I worked menial jobs for so much of my life that I kind of know what things are worth. And so I just want to make sure that people aren't like working too hard at my expense. No, physical stuff.
You don't know what things are worth. You think they're worth more than they're worth. That's the reason a person gives you a quote is because they're saying this is how much it's worth. That's them saying this is what it's worth.
Well, let's pretend I didn't tell you that and let's listen to a secret.
Fair enough. But I will be thinking about it.
Hi, Natasha and Moshe. I love you guys so much.
Oh my God, I love you too.
You have no idea. You guys are just amazing.
I love you.
And have got me through a lot. I am here to leave a secret for you. This is so embarrassing. I'm a 25-year-old woman, and I still suck my thumb.
Oh,
I've been sucking my thumb my entire life. I don't know why the fuck my parents let me do it. It's kind of fucked on their end for letting me get away with it, and like infantilizing me in that way, and not like, I don't know. They really should have intervened because it fucked with my teeth and negated the effort of braces and headgear. Yes, headgear. Anyway, I suck my thumb. Roommates have caught me. Other family members staying at my family's house caught me. Boyfriends shortly caught me. But no one said anything. No one has said anything. And I still do it, and it's weird, but it can't stop. Okay, bye.
Listen, honey.
Tough one right here.
We've had stuff like this before.
This one's tough.
No, it's not tough.
I know what you're going to say.
Gotta stop.
Right.
Not going to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever it is you want. If Moshe sucked his thumb, I'm good. Some things I can deal with. No.
I
she has to stop doing it.
Yeah.
So it, obvious.
It's a tough one because...
And don't blame your parents.
It's a tough one because, yeah, that is a funny transference of responsibility. I mean, yeah, they should have told you to stop, but they didn't. And now you know what somebody that's unable to do what they need to do looks like. And so don't be like that. On the other hand, I'm of two minds. I'm 100% on board with you. You just have to stop. But my other thought is at 25, a habit that deeply ingrained, how are you going to stop? You know what you maybe need? Cognitive behavioral therapy. Because that's all about behaviors.
No, you replace it with something. She should get one of those pacifiers.
Get a pacifier. That's actually a great idea, Natasha.
A dong?
No, you know what you should actually do is start smoking cigarettes. That'll take
oral it. Oral fixation.
Yeah, just start smoking cigarettes.
Also, hypnotism can be good.
Hypnotism's a good idea. Or cognitive behavioral is good because it's all about behaviors and stopping specific behaviors. But my first instinct, and I don't know which one is right, is to just say, don't beat yourself up. You're fucked. You have a habit that is so ingrained in your behavior. Like me with cracking my knuckles. I don't think I could ever stop cracking my knuckles. I've been doing it habitually and constantly since I was like a first grader.
But you stopped chewing your nails.
Did I? Not really. No.
You just do it when I'm not looking.
I guess. I don't know. I don't want you to beat yourself up over this one, but I do think that maybe Natasha, you know, if no one's going to say anything, Natasha just did. Maybe... looking into other solutions. Okay, I got the advice. Ooh, this one's there's a hot one coming down the press. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know when I sometimes know when it's going to be good? This one's going to be good. You have tried steeling yourself against it on your own for however long. That doesn't work. Now you've got that information. You cannot stop sucking your thumb on your own. So your options are either suck your thumb for the rest of your life and probably not keep or maintain a romantic relationship. Or I guess there is somebody out there that has that little, like that weird baby fetish. Or find a different way to try to quit, like hypnotism, like cognitive behavioral therapy, like some look into another way because your own willpower is not sufficient to get that thumb out of your mouth.
I mean, I bit my nails and it was like fucking up my teeth.
Really?
And I stopped doing it.
You have a thing that you do habitually.
What?
Which is like be like kind of like sour.
Oh my God.
Like your personality. That, you know what I'm saying?
Let's take another secret.
Hey guys, big fan. I got a secret. So just recently I spent $2,000 on webcam girls. And one of the girls that I spent money on is a trans lady who's trying, or at least tried, to extort money from me until I just blocked and reported her on every single social media account that I possibly could. And I created a secondary Twitter account just to follow it to see if she posted anything to it as she said she would unless I paid her. And she didn't post any of the video content of us. But she did post an ominous tweet saying, you know, something along the lines of revenge is, you know, best dish served cold or whatever. So hopefully there's no part two to this. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Intense. Really
$2,000 webcam. Like, so Moshe, you're a horny dude. What makes you go from just porn in your room to webcam?
Well, I think I'm not a big webcam guy. That's not for me. But I think it's pretty obvious.
Would you if you weren't married?
No, it has nothing to do with being married to you.
Okay.
It's just not my thing. I think that what it probably is it's a step between pornography, which is pretty passive, and hooking up with someone, which is unbelievably active. It's like you're actually interacting with the person. They're doing what you're telling them to do.
But you're interacting with them virtually.
Yeah, but you're saying, like, turn around, and they turn around. It's in real time, you know? So that's like... I could see why that would be hotter to a person. And then also, maybe, I don't want to make any assumptions about this person, but maybe he's not comfortable enough to hook up with trans women in his regular sex life. And so he's, you know, going there more virtually, but it's like, you know, maybe he has a desire for trans women. And so he's like, well, this is as close as I'm willing to get to that kind of desire or whatever. So something like that.
Wouldn't an AI robot make it much easier for interaction?
It's not a person.
Yeah, but you could be like, turn around, let me see that.
But it's a robot. You know it's a robot. You know there's something hot about it's a person that you're actually interacting with. You know what I'm saying?
Something hot about getting extorted.
Well, the extortion thing, that's pretty fucked up. It's like this person is, you know, giving sex workers a bad name by, you know, taking the tawdriness of the situation. This is what I'm assuming. Taking the tawdriness of the situation and saying, you pervert, you jerked off with me. Now give me more money or I tell everybody and broadcast our sessions. That's really fucked up.
That's really unfair.
It's not cool. It ain't cool. But you know what? Maybe it's just trans reparations, you know? Maybe she's a trans woman that's like, you know what? Cis men have had it too easy for too long. So give me that money. Would you ever be a cam girl?
I'm sure I would. I mean, if I didn't.
You would have or you would?
Would have.
You would?
Well, not as a wife and successful comedian and mother.
That's what I'm asking.
But if that none of those three things happened, I would definitely do it.
Can I pitch something to you?
What?
Well, we have a Patreon. Right. And the highest tier right now is 25. And all it gets you is, you know, a dinner party invitation and a signed book and stuff like that. What if we did $100 a month and you do like one cam session?
Oh, my God. And then do people, how do you know they're not recording you?
They probably are. Yeah, they probably are.
Oh, God. So you're basically like signing up for porn.
You're a sex worker at that point.
Right. Well, I'm not going to do it. I would, though, if things didn't work out.
All right, fine, Natasha. If you're not going to give... I mean, I thought that you took this podcast seriously, but if you're not willing to go the extra mile, I'll do it. For $100 a month, starting now, the Patreon, we've just opened up God tier, and you get one stroke session with me a month.
Moshe.
What?
Why is that so fucked up that this would be like... That would make you so happy.
Whatever. It's just I'm willing to do it. And but you got to, here's the one caveat. You got to be a hot chick. Okay. So like, I don't know if that's not fair or whatever, but yeah, you got to be a hot chick. So if you're a hot chick and you're in our Patreon or been thinking about joining and you're like real hot, I'm talking stacked, you know, thick butt.
I'm not stacked.
You're stacked. Yeah. You got a stacked butt. Honey, don't ever say that about yourself. You have a stacked butt. All right. Let's hear one more secret.
Hi, team. I have a secret that's really gross and sort of funny. Basically, a couple weeks ago, I thought I was having an allergic reaction in my mouth because it was itchy and it hurt. So I went to urgent care. They're like, we don't know what the F is wrong with you. I went back a few days later. It got worse. And they're like, no, babe, you have a yeast infection in your mouth. And I was like, okay, weird. Not high risk. I haven't been on antibiotics. But my secret is I think I know how I got it, which is I know I'm not the only one who, when they masturbate, they think of actual real sex with another person. So basically, sometimes I like when a man fingers me until I come and then stick his fingers in my mouth. And I'm pretty sure I got this oral thrust from a night just, you know, made myself come and then stuck my fingers in my mouth and didn't brush my teeth because I just knocked out after. And it just, the bacteria just grew, which is gross because I've never had a yeast infection where people with vaginas usually get yeast infections. And just wanted to make a PSA that sucking cock and sucking cunt can give you a yeast infection in your mouth. And it hurts so bad. And my part two of the secret is that sort of been celibate, but then I met this guy and he was trying to get hot and heavy with me. But I just said like, oh, I took a vow of chastity. I can't kiss you, et cetera. When really my mouth just really hurts. And I think I should actually take a vow of chastity because obviously God punished me for masturbating. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, first of all, good on you, as they say in Australia, for telling the guy that you're taking a vow of chastity because you whip out that first date, I got a yeast infection in my mouth.
Yeah, that's kind of curtains.
That ain't happening.
Mm-mm. I got oral thrush is kind of a classic deal breaker.
And I also love that your doctor said, hey, babe.
Hey, babe, we think you might have gotten it from fingering your own mouth.
But I mean, I gotta say, I'm so impressed with your sexuality. Like, you're really giving yourself what you want.
It is hilarious to get an STI from yourself. I mean, there's nothing better. I guess I know it's not an STI or whatever, but God, that's funny.
Why isn't it? I guess it's not sex. Well, it is sexually transmitted.
And it is an infection, isn't it? Yeast infection. You know what? It is an STI.
In your mouth?
In your straight up mouth. That's rough right there.
Mm.
Mm. Careful out there, kids.
Yeah, just don't do that anymore. But you
that's
know.
One we that's one we could still get, you know? We're monogamous. We're married.
We could still get yeast infections.
But I could still get oral thrush from you.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what, I'm not familiar with oral thrush.
I guess it's what a yeast infection in your mouth is.
Oh, that's called oral thrush.
I guess so.
So how else do you get it?
Probably somebody else has a yeast infection and you slurp it.
Okay.
At any rate, careful out there, kids. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Endless Honeymoon Podcast, Secret Dump.
Yes.
And Natasha.
Thank you so much.
Is there a way for somebody to leave a secret if they so desired?
If you'd like to leave a secret, give us a call at 213-222-8608.
You can also be on our podcast and email us, endlesshoneymoonpod@gmail.com. But more importantly, join our Patreon. I mean, seriously, do it. What are you waiting for?
Do you want episode, or do you want, what is it called?
Ad-free episodes.
Ad-free episodes? I was going to say episode-free episodes.
They probably do want that.
Do you want ad-free episodes?
Do you want artwork from our child?
Do you want to be invited to our dinner parties?
Do you want early access to my mixtapes?
Ooh, and now I'm out.
Okay, but you're not a member of our Patreon. You're a beneficiary. Natasha, I love you.
I love you too.